The Book of Genesis, Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You will not eat of any tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You will not eat of it, neither will you touch it, or else you will die.'" And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes will be opened, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit, and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh God among the trees of the garden. And Yahweh God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And Yahweh God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I ate." And Yahweh God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain and your conception. In pain you will bring forth sons, and your desire will be to your husband, and he will rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You will not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles it will bring forth to you, and you will eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it were you taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And Yahweh God made for Adam and for his wife coats of skins and clothed them. And Yahweh God said, "Look, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, so that he doesn't put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat, and live forever, therefore Yahweh God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he caused the cherubim and the flame of a sword which turned every way to stay at the east of the Garden of Eden to keep the way of the tree of life.